together. It should be what unites us. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you this morning. I just ask that you would just work in each heart here. Work in my heart, work in all of us, Lord. Soften our hearts, change us. Change us into people who look to you in everything, who set their faces to gaze upon you and your beauty. Oh, Father, thank you for the cross. Thank you for sending Jesus to redeem us out of bondage to sin and into your kingdom. Would you just bless this morning and bless this service? In Jesus' name, amen. Last night, something happened that may have affected what some of you saw today, and I was concentrating on something. I was running along, concentrating on Frisbee that's flying through the air, and jumped up, caught it, came down, and my foot came down on somebody else's foot. Now, it might have hurt their foot, it probably did, but it really hurt my ankle when it sprained. We choose, though, right? We choose to concentrate, to focus on something to the exclusion of something else, and there's consequences for that, right? I chose to concentrate on catching that Frisbee rather than concentrating on where my foot was setting, and it had consequences. I want to read a passage here in Luke chapter 9. Turn to Luke chapter 9, just a very brief passage. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. And we're going to see a situation. We're going to see a situation where Jesus set his face in a certain direction. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And as he went, they entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him, but they did not receive him, because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. I think we can notice a few things here from this passage. Jesus had something on his mind. In other parts of the Gospels, he would say things like, you know, for this purpose I was born. He came to give his life as a ransom. He came to die for our sins, to conquer death. It says in Hebrews 12, it says, you know, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And in the midst of all his ministry, you know, another time when he went through Samaria, he had stopped and had quite a conversation with a woman at the well, bringing her to salvation, bringing a lot of the different Samaritans to salvation through some of the miracles that he did, and the way he told her all about her life. But this time, Jesus had his face set to go to the cross, to die, to rise again, and to send back to his Father. And because of that, you know, there's consequences. You know, they didn't receive him. The Samaritans didn't want him to hang out there. But he was set. He had set his face to glorify God. Where is your face set today? What is your plan? Is your face set? Or are you just living life at random? You know? I think a lot of times we just live through the path of least resistance, right? The path of least resistance says whatever seems good in the moment, whatever is going to be easier, whatever is going to be fun, kind of whatever my flesh likes. Some people have a clear purpose. Some people have their face set in a certain direction for a certain reason. Sometimes it's the right direction, sometimes it's not. Analyze your life. Mostly analyze what you do. Not necessarily what you say, but mostly what you do. And I think that should give you the question, should give you an answer to the question of where is your face set? Or if it even is. Is your life being lived with a purpose? Is your life being lived intentionally to glorify God? Is your life being lived intentionally for anything? You know, I think we have a pretty good idea of some of what it means to set our face towards something. Or if you're a baseball player, one of the first things you learn is you want to keep your eye on the pitch, you know? If you see someone swing and miss and their head's looking over there at the end, not likely to hit it. I've been out hunting a few times this year, and I'm often too quick to shoot before I fully get the bead on my target. And that doesn't work very well. I've missed more than I've hit. But if you're going to set your face to something, you've got to do it intentionally. You've got to do it with purpose. You know, David, when he was a young man, he said, I'm going to go fight that giant that's defying the armies of God. You know, he set his face. First, he set his face on the Lord. You know, he said, the Lord's the one that's gonna have this victory, you know, because Goliath was defying the Lord. You know, but I think he also looked right at that giant's forehead and took careful aim when he sent that stone up into the air. See, later in his life, King David had a situation where he didn't really live intentionally. It says, there's a place later when it says, in the time of the year when kings go out to war, David remained at his house. And so, when the rest of the armies of Israel was out intentionally fighting the battles that God had for them, David just stayed home. And that's the time when he was sitting on his roof, or I guess it was flatter roofs than we have here, if you're sitting on the roof. But he was sitting on his roof, and he saw Bathsheba and lusted after her and ended up in that whole mess where he committed adultery with her, killed her husband to cover it up. I think you notice that he wasn't living intentionally at that point. He was doing what felt good. He was sitting back at home, relaxing, just looking around, the path of least resistance, and that's where he ended up. You know, sometimes you say, you ever get in a situation like, it's happened for me a lot of times when your car's off the road, and you're like, in the ditch, something's broke, and you're like, how did I get in this situation? And it's like, what a mess. Yeah. Well, decisions, little or large, usually ended up in you getting there. And I think David might have been able to say, like, how did I get myself in this situation? Probably if he'd had his face set on the Lord like he had had earlier in his life, he wouldn't have had that. Maybe your life won't be recorded in history. Maybe it will. It'd be kind of interesting if your life was written out down in format like it was back in the Book of Kings, wouldn't it? What would be said about your life then? But imagine if it was written, whether it's just for your descendants, just for a few dozen people, or whether it's written for the whole world to see. There's going to be situations like that. There's going to be situations that matter. The question I have is your face set to glorify God, whether it is a huge situation that everyone's going to see, or whether it's just a situation that affects you and a few people around you? What other things do we set our faces on? Because I think the reality is sometimes we say we want to live intentionally, but we end up putting other things before God. You know, sometimes people don't. They live the let us eat and drink for tomorrow we die mentality, right? That's kind of the aimless and fun. It's just like, if it feels good, do it, you know. That's one way people live. What about living with an image or status centered life, whatever that is. Like, and don't just think about what someone else's idea of a good image or status is. Everyone oftentimes is trying to portray a certain image. Maybe it's the image of being a good church member. Maybe it's the image of being well-dressed. I gave up on that a long time ago. But what is the image if that's your focus of trying to portray a certain image, you know, what does it say about, it says about the Pharisees, right? It says they love the praise of man more than the praise of God. You know, it's, you've heard it before and it's true as ever is, you know, you are who you are when nobody's watching. Like, that's